guys ready?
Yeah.
We're live. This is the making of the show, The Great Expectations of Princess Portus, by the Academic Genius Brothers, our radio series in 14 episodes. It's time to be fun, fair, and square. Episode 2, The Setting Up of Princess Portus. Wednesday, 2 p.m., Jesse's home. Our three brothers take a piece of scenario carried out months ago. In charge of taking notes for centuries, Jesse tries to tidy up Paul and Waz's chaotic memory. This is how it goes, or maybe not. The scenario will be unfinished. The adventures of Princess Portus have only just begun.
Hey, salut, Jess. I am early. It's okay for you?
No problem. You want some coffee? So it's already ready. With milk or without milk?
With milk.
Okay, it'll take maybe 10 seconds. Emergency service.
Thanks. Ça va, sinon?
Ça va. Paul called me. He's going to be late.
He works too much. He makes him nervous. He's going to be grumpy. There is nothing worse than a grumpy British.
How much sugar? One or two?
We work on what today?
We have to review the scenario of Princess Portus.
Wow, I like your latte. You have your nut, I hope.
Hey guys, what a day! Super fun, amazing!
Hey, what's up?
Yes, what's up? Ça va?
C'est très bien! J'ai excellent le fort, moi, DJ pour la Princess Portus.
Yeah, we're just talking about it. It must have, I must have some notes somewhere. Here they are.
La princesse, il est belle et très intelligent, il bien joue ukulele.
Oui, c'est la princesse, là, pas le.
Pas le, mais là, je pas ça va.
Me too, I never know when a word is feminine or masculine in French.
These Frenchies are much too cock-a-doodle-doo.
It's true, except me.
Okay, let's go. Jess, you read the notes.
Here we go. The Great Expectation of Princess Portus. Scene 1. The King, father of Princess Portus, left to wage war against his brother, Igroric II. Princess Portus is in charge of the Service Kingdom. The Prince of the FAMC advises her on the new entity application process and on the Applications Review Group, the ARG.
By the way, guys, it's always me who plays the princess, while I am the oldest.
You do it well, that's why, precisely for my idea of scene 3, when the king comes back injured, is that the princess asks the prince of the FAMC to go and see the witch to have a magic potion in order to cure her father.
I thought it was she was asking the prince of ABC.
According to my notes, it's just after scene 3, when she asks him to do a reconciliation meeting with the prince of the FAMC. Before that, she refuses to see him.
But then, at what moment did the two princes go to see the witch?
There must be Act 2, Scene 2. This is where they learn that the witch is organizing a witch's ball during the full moon. That they decide to disguise themselves as a witch to steal her magic potion.
No. I think it's Act 1, Scene 6. Just after the scene where the prince of the ABC redeclares his love for the princess while his father, the king, is dying. It is also there that he proposes to her to do some special business to bring in income for the kingdom, except from taxes, of course.
Yes, I remember Act 2 start after the king dies.
No, Waz, the king never dies.
Ah bon? Damn it. Zed, we have in total how many acts?
3 or 4?
5. Counting the dance at the end. When she finally marries the... when she finally marries the prince of the FAMC.
No way! I refuse to marry him.
Precisely. I have an idea. She refuses because she does not trust dominant males. She wants to reign alone with some women and other pro-feminist guys.
So why not scene 3 of Act 4? Realizing that Princess PT will never marry him, the prince of the ABC resigns. It creates an administrative schism in the kingdom. Everybody questions the old COC, the code of conduct, and he decides to become a wandering monk.
Excellent, Jess. But then, what's happened before scene 5, Act 2?
It has no scene 5. There's only 3 scenes in Act 2.
Oh-ho. So, In which scene the princess make fun of the true prince?
With her grandmother and the countess of the green group. Scene one.
Ah, should be after the baron of the forest group and the marquess of the farm group meet the officer of the water group to discuss with the chief secretary of the town development council.
You guys want chocolates? They're very good.
Wow, thanks.
What is certain is that it won't be until the witch comes to see the sick king and asks the princess to force the prince of the FAMC to marry her in exchange for the magic potion.
What magic potions? For the king or for me?
For him. Because scene three of act three, the witch meets the prince of the FAMC in the forest by hazard, by chance. And since he refuses to marry her, she is in the pits of despair. And she swears to cast a spell on him.
Correct. We're missing act four. When it's discovered that the witch is in fact the banished sister of the princess Portus.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because they have the same nose. So how I am going to play the princess and the witch at the same time?
Sorry, what scene are we in now?
Scene 10, Act 20.
We're at the end of Act 4. Listen, we must find a reason for the absence of the Princess Portus when we discover that the witch is her sister.
Why not say that she left to visit her kingdom with the security service, two doctors of the health center, all members of the BCC, and the executives of the road service?
Excellent! Jesse, you can put the scenes back in order and we send it to us by email.
As service should be had, they are always artists we accompany the princess.
Okay, all right, I've got it, I've noted it.
Finally, I have been able to reign with the joy that characterizes me.
Absolutely, my dear princess.
Okay, so when do we meet again? I have to go do my exercise, it's already 4:30.
As usual, next Saturday at 10.
I might be late. I go to La Piscine and have to see the working committee for the Botanical Gardens at 9:30.
Poor man, in addition, he must know all the name of the tree in Latin. Vale, vale, homo de Silva.
Vide temox.
A bientôt, vos amis de moi de tout et tout.
The end. This concludes our second radio episode. The setting up of Princess Portus. The making of the Genius Brothers show advance at the speed of a galloping ox, which is already not bad. And then, we must not forget, it was time to be fun. Fair and square. See you for the third episode, the birthday party, all the love in the world. AGBS. This is the work of a Frenchman. Any resemblance to actual English grammar, Shakespearean or otherwise, is purely coincidental. The Anglo-Saxon actors in this production take no responsibility for the structure of their dialogue or word choice.
Excellent. Excellent.